Welcome to the Everything Action Cast, the official podcast of everythingaction.com. Hello and welcome to the Everything Action Cast, the podcast for the week of December 13th, 2021. I'm your host, Zach, and joining us today we have Chris.
Hello.
And we are back from PAX Unplugged. We were in Philadelphia last weekend playing a bunch of board games. But still have a regular podcast, obviously. Tons of stuff happened between last podcast and this podcast besides PAX Unplugged. Like Game Awards, tons of trailers, tons of other stuff happening. So let's jump right in and we'll kick things off with the trailers. And we'll gradually like get into like the Game Awards like video game trailers, but we'll start out with we got the first trailer for The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, which is one of the upcoming Nicolas Cage movies, which I think everyone's excited about because basically it's Nicolas Cage playing Nicolas Cage. Yeah. The role he's born to play.
It's as crazy as people thought it'd be.
Yes. So it's Nicolas Cage is playing a fantastical or like a exaggerated version of himself who is like in debt and can't get good roles. And then he gets a offer to go to the birthday party for like a drug dealer. Well, he doesn't realize it's a drug dealer, but he gets $1 million to attend like this birthday party for a super fan. And when he goes there, he finds out, well, first of all, it's Pedro Pascal. And then he finds out it's like, oh, you're like a CIA-wanted drug kingpin.
But, like, Nicolas Cage, like, bonds with him.
Yeah, they bond over, like, because Pedro Pascal loves Nicolas Cage. He has, like, he has a bunch of, like, Nicolas Cage, like, memorabilia. Like, I think he has, like, the costume and the guns from Face Off, I think, is one of the things in the trailer.
Yeah, the model. Yeah.
Yeah. And then they're like recreating scenes from his movies and stuff. So, but then like the CIA, which I think I think Tiffany Haddish is like a CIA agent or something that wants Nicolas Cage to like basically like be undercover for them and like try to help them take down Pedro Pascal.
It's almost like The Interview, but like different.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The Interview with like super meta Nicolas Cage like references. But I mean, it looks super fun. Like Nicolas Cage and Pedro Pascal look like they're having a ton of fun together.
Yep, and it looks like it's definitely like at least from the trailer they cut it well, where they lean into the silliness of it, and then the people making it are just having fun. So it has like that nice energy.
I feel like it is. I feel like it was weird that like Neil Patrick Harris doesn't seem like he's Neil Patrick Harris. He seems like he's like Nicolas Cage's agent, and like, so he's not Neil Patrick Harris.
I get that vibe too. I think he's playing someone else, but yeah. He could just be Neil Patrick Harris just giving Nicolas Cage good advice. I don't know.
Yeah. But it looks like a ton of fun. Looks like if you're a Nicolas Cage fan, it's going to be probably a must watch when it comes out. And it's going to be April 22nd is when that comes out. So spring next year. And then we also got the first trailer for Operation Fortune, Rue de Guerre, the latest from Guy Ritchie, teaming up again with Jason Statham. Like they did Wrath of Man this year, and we're going to get Operation Fortune next year, which looks like just a full-on crazy Jason Statham gets a James Bond movie, basically.
I feel like it's the same character from
Spy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like an absolute blast. Like it's like just like Jason Statham as a super spy, like with like his like Aubrey Plaza and Bugsy Malone are his team, who and then they're like they get like jobs from Cary Elwes. And then like their latest job is that there is an arms dealer played by Hugh Grant who's like trying to like buy like some sort of like new like weapon. And their kind of like scheme to get in and like stop him is to like because Hugh Grant is a huge fan of this big Hollywood actor Danny Francesco, who's played by Josh Hartnett. So then Jason Statham and his team like basically recruit Josh Hartnett and be like, hey, you need to go undercover for us and like help us take down this arms dealer.
I mean, it does sound a little similar to this Nicolas Cage movie too.
Yeah. It's weird that they came out this, like, they almost, like, it was like within like a week of each other. They both came out. Mm-hmm. Although Jason Statham is not playing. I mean, he sort of is, but he's not. But like, he's not playing like a Jason. He's not playing Jason Statham, but he is. But it's not as meta as the unbearable weight of massive talents. But it looks like a ton of fun. A bunch of stuff we saw from like Man from U.N.C.L.E., but like modern, and like it's basically just like Guy Ritchie just like getting, like just going full on like I'm just gonna make like a Mission Impossible Bond like kind of movie.
Right.
And this is gonna be March 18th next year, so get ready for that one. And then from the Game Awards, before we dive into like the actual video game trailers, there were some other like peripherally related video game media trailers. So we got the first trailer for Sonic the Hedgehog 2, which is a sequel to the shockingly good Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
Yep, surprisingly decent, and like looking forward to the sequel.
Yes, I mean Ben Schwartz was a great Sonic. Jim Carrey was like full on, like it's like he stepped out of a time machine from the 90s and he was back to like his like 90s like peak form. And yeah, just a bunch of just like fun like supporting characters too. And this one looks like they're like, I mean, we're definitely like now that we have established everything from the first one, now we're like leaning into the more of like the crazy like Sonic stuff. Like we're getting like Chaos Emeralds and Tails is here and Knuckles.
Yeah. As fun as the first part of the movie was for the first Sonic, it was like, I kind of don't want to hear more James Marsden deciding to join, like, the San Francisco police.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want him to, like, just be him. But, yeah, because, like, the most of the turnaway of that Sonic movie was, like, James Marsden dealing with his, like, hometown, town crime level of being peaceful, and then...
Green Hills, Montana, which is like obviously a reference to the games, even though it has nothing to do with the game.
Yeah.
World, and then
it's like we totally are not mentioning that pigeon woman from like, or like owl woman that Sonic was like being taken care of. He's just over that.
Yeah, like it's like owl family that raised him, and then they got murdered by echidnas. So, which I wonder if they're gonna like address that at all. Like Knuckles is gonna be like, oh, I'm sorry, like because Knuckles is obviously gonna like join Sonic side of this movie, but like is there any sort of like, oh, I'm sorry, my people killed your family, Sonic. Like,
yeah, I wonder if they're gonna address that in any way, or it's like, oh no, that was last movie, that was totally wasn't us.
Yeah. Oh, we also got to mention that Idris Elba is playing Knuckles, which was like the crazy cast that came out like a couple months ago. I'm just like, everyone was like, Idris Elba's Knuckles? What?
Yeah.
And then Colleen O'Shaughnessy, who is Tails in, I think most of the Sonic games, is going to be voicing Tails again. So she, and it's fun because it looks like Tails, like they're doing the whole like Tails flies, his plane's there. Which it has a name, I can't remember the name of it right now, but there's the whole, like, I mean, it's been in, like, a bunch of the Sonic games where, like, Sonic is, like, on the top of the plane and Tails is flying him toward whatever's happening.
Where did Tails, do you think Tails is going to bring that plane, or it's more like
they just find it?
Like, yeah. Oh, it's, like, a perfect size for a fox humanoid?
Yeah. Oh, the plane is called the Tornado. I knew it had some sort of like weird name like that, but yeah. It's gonna be like a, I mean, they're in Montana. It's gonna be like a crop duster plane or something, and there's gonna be some old guy to steal it from, just like, hey, you kids, give my crop duster back. Like,
I still need to know how, like, Tails never knew Sonic, because
they're meeting in this movie. Yeah, they're meeting it for the first time in this movie.
And I remember, like, the original story was at, like, Sonic Rescue Tails, because Tails is supposed to be, like, a kid that looks up to Sonic.
Yeah. I don't know. I hope, I mean, it seems like all the stuff in the trailers is also, like, in, like, the quote-unquote real world, or, like, our world. I do hope we kind of get maybe some more of, like, other like Sonic world, because we got like, well, like a minute of it in the first movie. Like I definitely would like to see more of like some other place, like they go into Portal and like end up in like some sort of like actual like game world or something for the games.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But I mean, yeah, I mean, it looks like kind of like same vibe as the first one, and hopefully it'll be as like surprisingly good as the first one was. So that's gonna be April 8th next year. And it is a Paramount movie, so I think it's gonna be the deal is like it's gonna be in theaters, and 45 days later it'll be on Paramount Plus. And speaking of Paramount Plus, we also got the first trailer for the Halo TV series, the live-action Halo TV series that's been in development for I decades, feels like.
At least since 2007.
It was like Steven Spielberg was working on it. It was going to be a Showtime show.
Halo 3, they were like,
yeah,
we're going to try to make this work. And we're like, okay.
Yeah, the original like Steven Spielberg is a producer release date was 2015, so it's been 6 years at least of the show trying to like.
Well, I just remember out. Like the concept and the like, hey, like this could happen. It's got enough fandom. Microsoft was like, yeah, we're into this. We're gonna try to make this, because remember the commercials they were doing.
Yeah.
For Halo 3, and then from 3 beyond, they were doing like live yep. action commercials.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They just kind of dropped the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Neil Blomkamp would have been great too.
I think that was the whole thing. He was working on a movie, and then it fell through. And they're like, "We'll turn all these like Halo guns into District 9 guns." That's the whole thing with District 9. Like he literally.
I mean, there is a Halo movie like Forward Unto Dawn that like
live
action movie.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't get enough love, but that's because it's like, you know, a budgeted movie.
Mm-hmm.
This is like what happens if you throw like Hollywood money at it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like you can see like the money is on the screen, I think, for this one. Like Paramount's dumping like tons of money into this, which is good. Just like to like realize like the whole Halo world. Not a lot of like idea of like what the show is gonna be like, what the plot is, or like where it takes place in like the like timeline or anything. Like I don't think it's gonna be like a straight like retelling of like the first game or anything. Obviously it's gonna have Master Chief. Publish Schreiber is gonna be Master Chief. And then Jen Taylor, who voices Cortana in the games, is gonna be Cortana in the show. And then you got like Bokeem Woodbine and Natasha McElhone and a bunch of other people filling out the side cast.
The cool thing is it's kind of like The Mandalorian, where basically it's a bunch of stunt people in these suits, and then
I think they're gonna do like I think that's what they're gonna have, like a stunt guy in the Master Chief suit, and then Pablo Schreiber's gonna like do the voice, and then maybe you'll see like his. Maybe he'll like shave his head and like you'll see his face or something for like a little bit or something.
Yeah. It's basically the Mandalorian formula, so.
Mm-hmm. But visually it looks pretty like they're definitely spending a ton of money, and it looks pretty great. The suit, like the Master Chief suit, looks pretty good. No release date yet. It's gonna be early next year sometime. On Paramount Plus, it's gonna be Paramount Plus exclusive. So I guess hopefully maybe we'll find out soon when exactly it's gonna be coming out. But it's gonna be a 10 episode first season for the Halo show. Is this buy a subscription to Paramount Plus for a month kind of thing, Chris, to watch Halo, or no?
I might. I don't know. I have to cash in that free trial.
It's kind of early to do it right now. We don't really, like, it's not out yet, but like they're doing that like Paramount Plus Showtime bundle. So I think it's like 15 for both services or something.
Is there like a deal?
I think they're doing a because Paramount owns Showtime and Paramount Plus. So I think they're doing like a, it's a, you buy, you get both, I think it's like Showtime is like embedded with inside of Paramount Plus if you do the bundle.
And then I get some Showtime exclusive stuff already through Amazon. So it's like whatever Showtime wasn't showing on all the things, it kind of lands.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, like, you know, like Showtime stuff kind of appears on Amazon Prime. So that's why I'm like, I didn't have to go get Showtime exclusives. But I mean, that's cool. It just, I mean, is Dexter still running? That's like the two things I know Showtime does, like Dexter and then.
Yeah, the New Blood or whatever, Dexter New Blood.
Yeah, yeah. And then do they do.
I think there's a show called Yellow Jackets everyone's saying is really good on Showtime right now, where it's like this, like, this girl's soccer team like crashes in the woods and then, like, they might like start like them like eat each other or something. I don't know. It's some sort of crazy like survival show. Yeah.
What's that show with like Penny Dreadful? That was Showtime?
Oh my god. Well, like the reboot, like it had like the reboot / sequel show that like failed after one season.
Oh, so yeah, not worth it.
No. And I think proper Penny Dreadful was on Netflix, so I don't think you really need Showtime to watch.
See
that.
What I mean? Like, do I need Showtime? I don't know. We're steering people away from it now.
Just, I would say, like, when Halo comes out, just see what deals are going on for Paramount Plus. You know, and there'll probably be some sort of trial or deal. Or I'm sure they'd probably do some sort of, they want to get people to, like, subscribe for Halo. So I'm sure there's probably going to be some sort of deal when the Halo comes out. Like, oh, 30 days free or something.
Yeah, then, you know, we'll see. I feel like they'll sweeten the deal as Halo comes.
Yeah.
Maybe like, Mountain Dew would do, like, a some sort of dumb tie-in promotion where it's like, twist the cap and see if you got a Paramount Plus code.
Buy enough game fuel and you'll get a subscription to Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
So so moving on. So there like that was Halo and Sonic Adventure 2 were like at the Game Awards, but there's also like obviously tons of video game trailers at the Game Awards, which is the main thing, because like I don't think anyone really cares too much about the actual awards. It's all about like the like exclusive reveals. So we'll talk about some of the reveals that happened. So there was a we got a teaser for a, there's gonna be a Wonder Woman game coming from Monolith and WB Games. So Monolith is the developer that brought us the Shadow of Mordor, Shadow of War games. And from what it sounds like, this Wonder Woman game is basically going to be like Shadow of War or Shadow of Mordor with Wonder Woman, where you're going to be like on Themyscira, and like it's going to have the Nemesis system where like you like it's going to have like the like randomly generated enemies and allies, and then you like if you take like you can like manipulate the enemies and like you work your way up to like their power structure and take them down and like work your way up and build your like army up and then fight the other guys. It's an open world action game, probably with like Arkham or like Assassin's Creed style like combat into it.
So you're fighting like in fake Greece because you're not like in modern day anything.
I think that what they said, it's gonna be on Themyscira, like some sort of like forces invading Themyscira. So like Wonder Woman has to like return home and then like fight off the second invasion of the island.
Wasn't that huge, you know? I always thought it was like a beach and like a jungle and then like a mountain, like the three locations. The movie made it seem more grand, where they have like a football stadium there, and then they had like a plain open field. So it just like, I don't know. I don't understand this island works.
Yeah. Yeah, because the Mordor games were, they had some pretty huge maps. Like you were going across like different like regions of like Mordor.
Well, that makes sense, because it's like, at least that is like defined different terrains. Yeah. And then like you mostly spend time like in cottages and then like ruins and then, you know, like mountains. But that makes more sense in like a Lord of the Rings world where, you know, it's huge. Themyscira, I think, is not supposed to be that big.
Yeah, maybe,
I'm just very worried about like the setting.
Maybe they'll like do something where like you like jump like you'll like portal different areas. Like you'll go to like where the where whoever's invading, maybe you'll go like jump to their place or something to fight them there or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I thought the Wonder Woman game would take place more in like the city or something. I didn't think it would be Themyscira.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm definitely excited for the Nemesis to come back, because that was like the coolest part of like the Mordor games, where you're like, you get like these like orcs that were like if you like defeated them or like they ran away, they would like come back and be like looking for revenge, or like you kind of like build up this like rivalry with them. I'm just like, oh, this guy's back, all right. So that's
Well, I
me.
think like you can just humiliate them over and over until they become like way worse as like a
Yeah.
creature.
And just the whole like they would like in the background they would just like fight each other, and then you see like results of like, oh, this guy killed this other guy and now he's like the orc captain. So like all that's gonna be like back for this one of our games. So, like whatever like or like enemy force is invading like Themyscira, you're gonna have to like work your way up the
Shame.
ladder and like yeah. And I heard one of the podcasts I was doing, they were talking about like, oh, what if you get to use like the lasso of truth, and like because like in like the Mordor games you'd like basically like mind control
The
the Mordor,
hand.
like yeah. So what if like one of them uses like her truth lasso to like gain an intel or like force them to like do something or something like that. So that could be a cool mechanic with Wonder Woman, like force the enemies to do something with the lasso,
Yeah,
or
that's cool.
force them to tell you something. So, also in the DC side thing, we got a gameplay trailer for Suicide Squad: Kill the Justice League, which is the next game from Rocksteady. We've seen some cinematic trailers, we haven't really seen gameplay until now. So, definitely looks like way more like kinetic movement than like the Batman games. Like you're like everyone's like everyone's all like they're like jumping around like across buildings and like and it's they all like really like different like movement too. Like King Shark is like obviously like a big like brawler, like he's just like jumping on the ground, like slamming into the ground, like running up buildings and stuff. And then Harley has like a basically like a Spider-Man grappling hook. She's like swinging around like Spider-Man basically. And then Captain Boomerang somehow has like super speed. Like he gets some sort of power. He has like super speed. He can like run up like and they also like teleport or something. It's like and then Deadshot. Wait, I'm missing. Yeah, Deadshot. Yeah, he can like he has a jetpack and stuff, so he can fly around. And it looks like everyone has like a ranged weapon, like a melee weapon. But yeah, definitely like the movement is like way like it seems like it's like quicker and more like kinetic than like the Batman games. Also it's like the game's like just like way brighter and like just like more lighter in tone, obviously, than like the Batman games.
Right. It
And
seems more like they don't want to be like Batman, you know, with like Grimm. They want to do something a little different.
yeah, I mean you're in
Oppie.
Metropolis. You're in Metropolis. It's like it's actually like daylight out. The squad is like quipping with each other,
Even
and
though
they're
they're
like
like murdering like force army guy, like, you know, converted people, they're not like
yeah.
Fighting nameless like robot people,
It's
like, you
like yeah.
know.
It's like people like Brainiac has like brainwashed or taken over, which is what happened to the Justice League. The Justice League has been taken over by Brainiac, so that's why they're like the whole like that's why Amanda Waller sends them in like you gotta kill the Justice League because they're like a threat now.
I'm
And there's
wondering if like they actually are killing the, like they're gonna kill members of this Justice League, or it's like more like, oh, we knocked them out, we saved them.
I'm sure you'll probably I mean maybe you'll kill them all, who knows, but I'm sure there's probably gonna be some sort of thing like what Amanda Waller wants them to kill them, and then they figured out a way like to not kill them or something. Just because like I don't think I feel like that'd be like a like WB that even if they're like a pretty hard sell for WB to be like, oh yeah, you can kill like the Flash and Wonder Woman and Superman, that's fine.
I mean, maybe, because if it's like a spinoff game that just keeps further and further spinoff.
Yeah. So I think that's gonna be next year, maybe, if it doesn't get delayed. I think people are kind of expecting it to get delayed because it seems like it's pretty far off. If we're just getting like gameplay right now for like summer next year or something, it seems like kind of soon for it to be coming out, but we'll see. And then we also got a trailer for Star Wars Eclipse, which is a new game from Quantic Dream, which is a studio that brought you like Detroit Become Human and Beyond Two Souls and Heavy Rain. And I think they said it's gonna be more of an action adventure. So it's like all the previous games have been more like adventure games and with like quick time events, but I guess this one's gonna be more you're gonna be more like an active, like has more active combat and like more like it, because like lightsabers and blasters obviously in the Star Wars universe, but pretty amazing cinematic trailer. Like it doesn't, there's obviously no gameplay or anything, but just like the tone of the trailer is pretty awesome. And it's set in the High Republic era, which is the new like kind of setting that Disney created, like I think last year or a couple years ago.
The High Republic
High Republic era, yeah. Was that last
was
year when they
that?
launched that?
Well, now I'm confused though. I thought this was like Old Republic.
Well, there's Old Republic, but then they made this High Republic, which is another a different era.
Which is the
Which is,
future?
no, I think it's still like the past, but it's like a more recent past than the Old Republic, because like Old Republic was like thousands of years ago, and I think like High Republic is like hundreds of years ago.
So, oh. I didn't know that. I thought it was Old Republic up until a certain point, and then suddenly it's just Star Wars.
No, yeah, I think I think it's Old Republic, High Republic, and then the like trilogy era, and the prequels, and then the trilogy, and then the sequel trilogy.
So they're kind of using legit, because isn't Yoda in? Yeah, so it's like right in
Yeah.
that transitional period where the Jedi Council must have been formed for a few years now, and then some of the weaponry looks kind of archaic, where it's like, oh, some people use legit swords,
Yeah,
and some people use blades.
so the High Republic is 200 years before Star Wars.
Gotcha.
Like the Star Wars movie, like the prequel trilogy. It's 800 years after the Old Republic.
Jeez. Isn't Yoda supposed to be 1,000 years old?
Or like, yeah, like 800, 900 probably, yeah.
There we go.
So he's a youngster in the High Republic. He's like only like 600 or 700 probably.
Some young punk running the
Yep.
Jedi Council.
But yeah, so yeah, Quantic Dream, yeah, not really any, like awesome cinematic trailer, but like not really any indication of, like what the game is actually gonna be. If it's gonna be like they're saying more action, but is it gonna be like a lot of like their crazy choices, like in Detroit Become Human, where it was like after every like level you saw like all the different choices that you could have made that you didn't make. So yeah, probably like a bunch of like it's gonna be a bunch of like ch probably multiple characters and like different choices and just working your way through like the story. But that's I think that's probably it's pretty far off. I mean they didn't really even give like a a date. There's like it's coming sometime. We also got it's there's gonna be a Texas Chainsaw Massacre game. From Gun Studios, which is the same studio that brought you the Friday the 13th game and the Predator Hunting Grounds game. So it's gonna be just like those two games. This is gonna be an asymmetrical multiplayer game where like one person's gonna play Leatherface, the other people are gonna be people trying to like survive Leatherface. And
Yeah, popular genre.
yeah, and it seems like, I mean, there's not, it's just a sim, it's a kind of a cinematic trailer, but it seems like maybe, like, Leatherface is gonna want to try to, like, capture everyone and, like, put them in, like, the basement or, like, the butcher room or something, and then to, like, butcher them for later or something. And then the players are probably gonna, like, kind of try, have to try, like, figure out a way to, like, get out of the house or fuel up the truck or something and get out.
One issue that I have with it is that it kind of reminds me of all the other Imitimators right now that weren't Dead by Daylight and the Jason games. Because there are other type games, but just those are the most popular two right now. So this is
Well,
like, all
I
right.
wonder if there's gonna be any like licensing weirdness, because like, because I think Leatherface is in Dead by Daylight.
I don't think it's free to do its own IP. I think they just borrowed the IP from them, but they essentially just took the same idea and went with the rival company.
Yeah.
So that to me is kind of different.
But yeah, that's but yeah, that game's coming soon. We also got a new trailer for Lord of the Rings Gollum, which is coming I think next year. Where yeah, you're playing as Gollum. It's gonna be kind of a stealth action adventure game. Definitely seems like it's inspired by the Peter Jackson movies, even though it's kind of like a more like cartoony looking Gollum. It's still, he's still doing like the like Peter Jackson like talking to himself, and you see the two different like characters. You see Gollum and Smeagol talking to each other.
Did it also look like it looked like a mobile game from the cinematic trailer of it?
Maybe, yeah.
I expected like an ad to play. It looks like right now. I mean, it looks decent for a cartoony take on the Peter Jackson universe. Mm-hmm. Except like it has this like kind of like cartoon finish to it that makes it look like it's gonna pop up an ad where it's like play for free now.
Yeah, I do like the idea like that they showed in the trailer of like, oh, like you can like set traps and like Gollum can like sneak around and like kill the orcs with like because he's not gonna like run up to like orcs with a sword and like sort of like battle them like a Assassin's Creed style or something, but like it's like he's gonna be like hide in the shadows and like kind of like dump traps in them or like sneak away from them or like take them out quietly or something. So it seems like it could be a potentially cool idea for like a Lord of the Rings game. Like a stealth.
It's an RTS game. So, or like a, like, I'm not sure. You ever play Commandos?
I've heard of it, but
it's going to play like that, where it's stealth tactics and you click like Gollum to move around and like kind of trigger events. But that's the thing. It's like it's from that company that specializes in those types of games. It's like RTS, tactical RTS. Because the company that like Dialect Entertainment, like they have a huge library of games. The most recent title that like was on the big market was Desperado 3. Mm-hmm. And it's like you click the main hero character to like move around and like you select, you know, targets, and then you kind of like stealth things, and then you kind of time it. It's good. I'm saying like it's not gonna be like a beat 'em up or anything, kind of like a stealth brawler that way. It's really gonna be like a tactical point and click adventure title. Mm. So I'm excited for it. Like it works perfectly that way. And when I think about it, that's why it looks very cartoony. Mm-hmm.
So there's also I don't know if you watched you can watch the whole demo. But if you have a PS5 or Xbox Series X, you can actually play it. But like, did you see like the Matrix Awakens thing with like the Unreal Engine 5?
I did watch the trailer for it. It looks interesting.
Yeah. You can watch the whole demo. It's basically just like a showcase of like this is what Unreal Engine 5 can do. This is what the like in like a few years like. Every game's gonna look like this, and it's just like insane. I'm just like almost photorealistic.
Yeah, it looks like GTA mods. Like if you see these high-end GTA mods that really push, like, you know,
yeah,
$4,000 computers with all high-end graphic engines, like it looks good. Mm-hmm. I just was like confused of where this takes place in the story. It's just kind of it's sort of like a best of Matrix thing.
I don't think it's canon because I don't think they would be talking about like marketing and stuff. If you watch the during the demo, maybe. Keanu Reeves and Carrie Ann Moss, and like they're talking about Keanu comes up with something like what is real, what's reality, like what like games, they're crazy. like they start talking about like the marketing department, and then it's like you see a billboard for the Matrix. It's like it's very meta and like aware that it's like a marketing tool for the Matrix. But yeah, it's basically just to say like, oh, Unreal Engine 5 is gonna be nuts. And like in probably like 2 or 3 years, like the PS5 and Xbox Series X are gonna have some like absurd looking games on them. And just a couple other things. There was we're finally getting a sequel to Warhammer 40K Space Marine. Space Marine 2 is coming. Did you play the first one, Chris?
I always wanted to grab a copy of it from like a while ago. Yeah. I never played it because I know it plays more like a brawler game instead of traditional tactics. It's like you're running in.
Yeah, you have guns, and you have like you have different like you have like the chainsaw sword and stuff that like, is like the like famous like Space Marine go weapon. But yeah, you can like it's sort of like it's like it's, you do like you can play like Gears for a little bit. You can blast away from like range for a little bit, and then you like wade in and start like slashing orcs down with like your sword and stuff.
Right, it plays more in a like Berserker tabletop style than it does the real like Warhammer style.
Yeah, I think it was also like the way you got health was like to like wade into like the orcs that are like murdering them with like your sword. So that was like encouraging you to like go in and like start like doing melee and stuff. But yeah, it was a super cool game. Like a super cool game. Like Mark Strong was like your main like voicing your character, and like it was like yeah, lots of cool like it was basically Gears, but like you couldn't like because Space Marines don't. Like they don't crouch, they don't hide behind barriers, they just wade in and like take everything out. So it's like there was like a cover mechanic, but you would just like stalk like march your way
You're
into
just
like
tanks.
yeah
You're
your
all like tanks.
giant tanks. Yeah. Alan Wake 2 is coming. We got a reveal show for that. It's been 10 years, surprisingly, since if you believe it or not, since the first game came out. So.
That's crazy to think. It's like right around, it's like all the music rights expired at one point, and it was like hard to play because like a lot of the musics they just had to like reacquire the rights to. So a lot, Alan Wake was like one of those like sometimes it's available, sometimes it's not, and you had to
Well,
get it again.
Remastered is out now, so you can play you can buy Remastered, and it's
I think
on
it's
like all
missing a few
the.
songs.
Yeah,
The remaster is missing one or two.
I think they did. I think the thing they did before, like they lost the rights to the music. I think they made it free on like PC, so it's like grab it now because it's gonna be gone. There's also Sonic Frontiers is a open world Sonic game, so it's like Breath of the Wild or something with Sonic apparently, which is gonna be a holiday season next year, which I guess sounds kind of insane if it, yeah, like open world, just run around anywhere, everywhere as Sonic. Hopefully, it's a good 3D Sonic game,
Yeah, because
which
like we've tried open world Sonic, it doesn't always work well.
Yeah. It's not, Sonic has not had the best luck with 3D. And yeah, that's and then this there's a whole bunch of other stuff too, but yeah, that's pretty much the major stuff that we noticed from the Game Awards. So yeah, tons of stuff to look forward to for the world of gaming, like tons of games coming up in next year or beyond. So, and jumping over to other news, we're getting a Zorro show on Disney Plus that's gonna be produced by and starring Wilmer Valderrama.
Of all the people, surprised he's like the one who's producing it.
So was it last week? I think we talked about like the weird like someone's trying to make like a hacker Zorro. It's like where it's like their handle is Z. Z0RR0 or something. It's gonna be like has nothing to do with Zoro except for like the name of their like username. But this project sounds like it's gonna be like actual Zoro. It's gonna be like a period movie. It's because it's yes, yes set place in like like the appropriate Zoro times of
Oh, sick. I didn't
like
know that. I thought this was still the hacker version. That's why I was like, what?
no, that's a totally separate thing that hopefully will never happen. This one is Disney backed. It's gonna probably definitely happen. It's gonna be a series, a Disney Plus series. But yeah, set in Pueblo de Los Angeles, so like the like kind of like like the old like Wild West kind of like Spanish Los Angeles of like the like Mask of Zorro like those movies, that
Error.
era. Yeah, but it's gonna be, I guess, it's gonna be like a like have like a modern telenovela style to it too, I guess, is what they're saying. So like 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 telenovela style drama and characters with like the classic kind of like swashbuckling action.
Do you want Zoro to come in and just like start macking on all these ladies and then just like his girlfriend just like, Twerke! Twerke, Zoro! I mean, I'm fine with it. I
definitely,
just feel Tom Savella's are very drama filled instead of like action filled.
I mean, I would say just make this like Mask of Zorro. Like that's all we want.
The template exists.
Yeah. Or the classic like the Zorro serials are on Disney Plus because Disney made Zorro stuff in like the 40s or something.
Yeah, it's not hard, but you know, be surprised how they can drop the ball on this.
Mm-hmm. But Wilmer Valderrama is gonna star as Diego de la Vega, and / Zorro, and he will be producing it. And no release date yet. It will be on Disney Plus at some point in the near future here, as a original series. So you can look forward to that one. And we're also, speaking of TV stuff, we're also getting a Gotham Knights show on the CW, which is, it's coming from the Batwoman team. And the plot synopsis is that in the wake of Bruce Wayne's murder, his rebellious adopted son forges an unlikely alliance with the children of Batman's enemies when they are all framed for killing the Caped Crusader.
His son?
Damian? Yeah, I don't know. They don't say a name for the son. Is his rebellious adopted son? So I mean, it could be anyone. That could be Dick or Todd or or Jason Todd or Damian or someone else. I don't know.
This is Fred Wayne.
I wonder. It's the same. Warner owns all of them, but like, I wonder if there's gonna be any weirdness of like, if they can't use any, if they're gonna be able to use any Titans characters, because like, isn't everyone like all those, everyone's on Titans, like Dick Grayson and Jason Todd, and like, is Damian on Titans? I don't think Damian's on Titans, maybe.
Damian's,
but like,
on
a bunch of the other like Bat family people are on Titans, so I don't know, like if they use any of those characters, or they have to like make up their own like character, like it's Johnny Wayne, like.
You know, I wouldn't put it past them, but I also would say like that'd be one of the worst mistakes to do already.
Yeah. And then whoever the son is also teaming up with like the children of Batman's enemies.
Oh my god, so, they're basically making like the Descendants from like Disney.
Yeah. It's Victor Freeze Jr. and the young like Riddler's son and like
James Bond Jr. all over again.
Yeah. I wonder if this will be referenced or like have any, like if this will be like in the, like, it, I mean, if this is going to be a separate thing, or if it's going to be like in the Batwoman universe and just be like, like, oh, and, like, is that going to be, is gonna be like, because that would be a pretty major event in like the Batwoman universe as well, as if Bruce Wayne got murdered. Like,
I'm surprised he's not in that other series.
He's missing in Batwoman right now. Like, that's, and then, Kate Kane with her new like plastic surgery face went to go find him. But I mean, they could just do like a Stargirl or like where it's basically like, oh, it's its own Earth. It's a different Earth with the Gotham Knights universe.
I mean, they could do that. That would save a lot of time and explanation.
Yeah. But no casting.
Batman is weird.
Yeah.
Like the villains getting their own, like, oh yeah, this is my son, Joker Jr.
That part is definitely the weirdest part of the junior villains teaming up with like whoever they like the main character is to like help solve the murder of Batman.
Like, why are they helping them?
Yeah. It sounds like the Runaways too, where it's just like, well, our parents are villains, but we're not villains anymore. We're not gonna be villains. We're gonna help whoever Dick Grayson or whoever is gonna be the main character of the show, like solve the murder of Batman. But no casting news yet, no release date yet. So I guess keep an eye on CW for this. See when this will show up. And then last bit of news for this week is that we got news. Oh, actually, two more things. But so the first thing is there's a live action Mega Man show coming to Netflix.
Which will be canceled after a season.
Maybe. But yeah, there's been like a ton of like Fox was trying to like develop some sort of Mega Man thing, and like a bunch of other studios were trying to like figure out some way to like get like some sort of Mega Man thing going on. But yeah, apparently Netflix now is like they have the rights to Mega Man. They're gonna some sort of live action series or movie. I think it's either gonna be a series or movie. It's not really clear what it's gonna be yet, but definitely live action. And I think based on like the original series, so it's not gonna be like a Mega Man X thing or anything. It's gonna be like original Mega Man.
Ooh, X is the more interesting dynamic.
Yeah, I feel like you could do like I mean, talking live action for this one, but like you could do like an awesome like Castlevania, like anime Mega Man X series for Netflix. Just edit like Adi Shankar's like catalog. Just have it, give him Mega Man X too.
I feel like it's got more family appeal for the original story. The only thing that was like very dramatic for a while was Proto Man's story, mm-hmm. where you realize he was sort of tricked into helping Wily, and then he had no family, and like make his own family, and then he rebels. At least that's like, you know, a very good drama point. If they don't get that right, then they're messing this up. Mm-hmm. Did you ever play a lot of Mega Man games?
Yeah, I mean, I played up to I played like 2 and 3 a ton, and I've dabbled in like the later like NES games.
What was the one where Wily is like in like arrested for crimes, and then it's like he
it's like the
Russian ones. Then like, no, it's like a Russian scientist helps you.
There was Dr. Kosak, I think, was like, that was like, I think it's Mega Man 4, I think, or something. But then it turned out that like, oh, it was actually like, it was Wily all along. Like, I think you had to go to like a whole like Dr. Kosak castle, and then it turns out like, oh no, it was Wily. Here's Wily's castle again. Like,
yeah, it's like, no shit.
Yeah. But okay, yeah. So I was just checking a couple things. So it is gonna be a movie. It's an original Netflix movie, live action. And yeah, it's been in development since like 2018. So this has been in development for a while. But yeah, I guess we'll wait and see, and like see if this like comes to pass, and like. When we get like a trailer, or like first look at it, and see how it looks. Did you ever see that like the fan movie, Chris?
No, well then there was a fan movie.
There's like a full length like Mega Man fan film that came out it's probably close to like 10 years ago at this point. But yeah, it was actually pretty good. I mean, that, obviously they had like basically no budget, but like it was actually like a pretty good, like solid like Mega Man movie.
Yeah, I gotta check it out.
Yeah, I think it's like Mega Man fan film is like just for that, and then it'll be it's on like YouTube and stuff. You can still watch it. That's where the bar is right now. Is that fan film? And then speaking of live action Netflix stuff, I think you alluded to it a little bit ago, Chris. But like, yeah, the Cowboy Bebop show that has only been out for. Three or four weeks, is canceled. There will not be a season 2 of Cowboy Bebop, the live action show.
Shocker.
I guess like the reviews, and I guess people maybe weren't watching it as much as Netflix wanted them to. I think it was on like the top 10 the most watched things for like the first week, and then just like nosedived off that list in the second week. So I think they probably saw numbers of like, oh, people are not sticking around to watch this, or like no new people are coming to watch this, so that's why we're gonna cancel it. Or it's like, I mean, it's not as big as we thought it was gonna be. We thought this was gonna be like a massive hit because everyone loves the original series, but then everyone loves the original series, and we're kind of like against this to begin with, so that's probably why they didn't watch it.
Yeah, it just roped in. It like focused in on the wrong parts first.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get like the slow build. They went straight for like all the things the show was alluding to, and they did that like they threw all that in the first season, which was like, what are you doing? Even though Cowboy Bebop, it's very focused to tell like one, it's Spike's story, and like they do diverge to tell other characters' backgrounds, but in essence, it's more Spike's journey like along the way. And here they did like, oh no, here's Spike's journey like up front, and here's like all the wacky shit that's like his like motive, and then we're gonna go back and forth with like his past, and it's just like, don't do this. This is not the right way to like handle this amount of like lore. And then yeah, then like apparently after that, after like the first five episodes, the last few, they get into a traditional Cowboy Bebop like arc, but then it's over. And not to spoil much, but it's about like the reveal of like where Ed's been, another main character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at the end it's like, oh yeah, here's Ed, like can't wait for season two, and then you're like, you missed the point. Hey fans, we joked on you, we made you really wait for this character. It's like, this is not what's gonna save the series. It's not the glue. I mean, Ed's sort of in the story, Ed's the like, I guess like kind of like the young innocence that kind of gets corrupted along the way, but it's more by like choice, and like you found someone that definitely like makes sense to being part of the Cowboy, the part of the Bebop crew.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it is not how you introduce this character, let alone how do you just shoot. It's more of a shoehorn nod than a logical, like, okay, hey, there's this happening. I don't know. Like, those are, like, the main highlights I heard that were, like, reasonable, that, like, made it not, like, a very beloved series, which I get now. Like, it's, like, you're missing the heart of it. But the cast and crew, like, they understood the like, fandom. I think John Cho did a pretty good job of trying his best.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't help that, like, it didn't do gangbusters. And it's because, like, even like, the creator of Cowboy Bebop had, like, very selective Japanese choice words about it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear him explain where he's like, it is good for an American? It was, like, something along the lines of, they tried. Like, it was something like, yeah, that was, like, the red flag number one. It was like, oh, what do you think? He's like, it is a show. But, yeah, it's definitely not, like, what it is. If anything, it is a good example of, like, of what the show, what, like, gets you into the anime more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like the best. That's like what is gonna like be a good consolation.
Yeah, it's like everyone's just like, oh, I should probably watch the original show now.
Yeah. So like, definitely go watch the original show. The original show blows this show out of the water, but yeah, it's not a terrible attempt at it. Like, it could be worse, but of course it can be better.
Mm-hmm.
I still haven't seen all of it. I've just seen parts, and I've seen like reviews, and I'm like, no, that makes sense. I got that same vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So saying it like on a sort of biased opinion, and also a very like unchecked, because I didn't see it myself, but like as someone who understands certain reviewers, I'm like, no. If they're saying it's like this, like, I'm very cautious.
But, yes, yeah, so I guess there's really kind of no point to watch the live action show now because it's canceled.
No, it's still worth it to see certain parts. It's just like get your hopes, expectations.
Yeah.
Basic. It's like watching then, The Last Man. It's worth seeing, but it's definitely like don't invest so much emotion.
Yeah, and if you need to know what happens for the rest of Cowboy Bebop after live action show, you can go watch the original.
Yeah, go watch the original. Like that's the consolation of it. Is like,
yeah,
if you want to see the rest, watch the original.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it'll do it justice because like I love the original. The original is really great, and that's why I'm like kind of heartbroken that the live action didn't translate well.
Mm-hmm.
But I could see it like sort of like some studio interference, like some like I don't know, like panel got involved and went, I don't like this, change it to be this.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't mind certain changes. I didn't mind some of the character designs. I didn't mind the direction of, like, why, you know, this is happening. I didn't mind it. Just not what I'm used to. Was it Dragon Ball Evolution level bad? No.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to say it wasn't that level.
Mm-hmm.
Was it approaching it based on the trailer? Yeah, the trailer really does trick you a little bit, but it gets better after that.
So that's it for news this week. So why don't we jump into show and tell? And Chris, did you see anything over the last week or so here?
Like two, three episodes of Cowboy Bebop.
The live action show.
The live action, yeah.
Okay.
I'd say go watch it, but just be cautious. And it definitely shouldn't be a show you watch without at least watching some of the anime or at least aware of it, and that'll like protect you, and then. Especially if you come from, like, it really is, like, another person trying to imitate an anime. So it's like, certain parts they get right. Certain parts it's like, why are they doing this? But it's worth watching, you know, just to praise it, just to, like, give it a chance. I mean, I want to like it more. I really do, but it's really hard. Then I caught the new Hawkeye episode 5.
Yes, so spoilers for that.
We'll talk about that.
Everyone hoped to show up showed up. Well, at least showed up in a picture at the end, which is the Kingpin is back.
A picture from like it's like a 2005 blurry ass photo. Like, what is? Why is this like this bad quality?
Yeah, it's like, come on, Yelena. Like, you can't. You're a fucking Black Widow assassin. You can't take a better picture. Like,
yeah, that's confusing. It's like, why is the photo so terrible? Then it's like,
yeah, you don't have like a fancy like spy camera that you can like take a picture from like a built like a rooftop or something.
She had night vision goggles in New York City.
Yeah,
she couldn't afford a digital camera with like 5x zoom or
yeah.
Like 10x zoom
or an iPhone or something. Like, what did she take? Is it a flip phone? Like,
yeah, there was something really weird. I'm like, maybe because of spy tech. Like, I get like not having a cell phone because like a smartphone because of like it's easy to track for a spy. That I understand, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why it was like so like not taken at like a selfie angle.
Yeah, it was like a. Oh crap! What is like? I forget the directing term for it is like the shooting term or like the tilted
Dutch angle.
Dutch angle. Dutch angle. It's like a Dutch angle. Like,
yeah, I was like, this is a very creative shot.
But besides
that, I couldn't see that really was Vincent D'Onofrio because, yeah, spoiler alert, Vincent D'Onofrio's back, but he's a type of Kingpin because I'm not sure if he's like any of the other related Kingpins from the Netflix shows.
I don't know what they're doing with like if the Netflix shows are canon or they're like kind of like sweeping those under the rug and be like, well, he was the Kingpin in Daredevil, but like this is like the MCU Kingpin. Like,
yeah. It really puts into question then, it's like, if it is the MCU Kingpin...
But then also, no. like, Kevin Feige said, like, if Daredevil shows up, then it'll be Charlie Cox as well. So, like, I guess Daredevil is somewhat MCU canon. Like,
okay, because the events from Daredevil season one were like a high profile criminal, like businessman criminal is like revealed, then he has a shootout on like I forgot, like the some sort of like major highway in Manhattan that like you can't not know about, you know. That's his own event that would be talked about for a while.
He got beat down by Daredevil in the first end of first season, got arrested, so then he was in jail for the second season in Punisher. Yeah,
so I'm like, okay. And then so, but that's why Kate Bishop's like, who's this guy? It's like, what do you mean, who's this guy?
Yeah. How is he like kind of like gone back under the radar? I guess maybe like the blip kind of like helped him, like, oh, now I can, like, because of the chaos of the blip, I can like rebuild my empire and like work from the shadows again or something. I don't know. Maybe that'd be the explanation of like he like used the blip to his he didn't get blipped and he like used it to his advantage or something.
he got blipped into the Netflix verse.
Yeah. I did think it was a really awesome like thing of like where you got to see like the blip from like Yelena's perspective, where she like saw like, the bathroom like turn into like the new bathroom and stuff. And for her it was like literally like a second and then she was back. And just everything, like Florence Pugh is the best. Like everything with Yelena in that episode was great. Like making macaroni and cheese and putting hot sauce on it, and then her whole like conversation with Kate about like I'm going to kill Clint, like, but also can you tell me what to do in New York? It's my first time in New York. It's fun. Like, I just love her like sarcastic like Russianness.
Yeah, yeah, it's like very. It's very casual and very Russian sayings.
Mm-hmm. But then I also just like that, like she can like just like instantly like just turn like serious, and be like I'm gonna stab you in the throat with this knife or something. Like,
yeah, it was pretty tense for that like food scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great, awesome scene. And super excited for the finale, just to like to see like the full like the, you know, the full return of Kingpin, and just to see how everything wraps up for everything. Do you think it's gonna be like I see it's fairly obvious, but do you think it's gonna be like Clint's gonna be like here's my like Hawkeye bow, you're Hawkeye now, like I'm done permanently, like
give her exactly her bow.
Yeah.
I feel like he wants to like leave it on a like I did my job. I want to go back to my family. I've been trying to go back to my family since like the second movie.
Yeah, because they're setting up they're setting up like the Young Avengers or something, like or like the New Avengers or something, where it's like
Kate's the LARPer guys.
Well, not the LARPer guys, but like Kate is gonna be Hawkeye. Yelena's gonna be Black Widow. Like
not that young.
Well, it's like New Avengers, Young Avengers, kind of like, yeah. They're gonna have.
It's like she's not a teen; she's like, no. Like a grown woman now.
Yeah, they're gonna have Miss Marvel's gonna be around next year. Like, they're probably gonna do something with like Ant-Man's daughter Cassie. Like, she's gonna be like, she's already a character in the comics, like Stature or something is her character. So like she'll probably be like on this whatever this new team is. Spider-Man will probably like be like the leader of the team or something if he sticks around.
If they pay Tom Holland enough,
they introduced like Kid Loki. They introduced like Wanda and Vision's kids. So they have like a whole like slew of like it's like the next gen of Avengers are coming up.
2.0.
But definitely can't wait to see how the whole thing wraps up. Anything else, Chris, that you saw?
Oh, that's about it. You know, a few episodes of Simpsons, trying to watch like the current season, but yeah, that's about it. Nothing too crazy to talk about.
Yeah. So I only saw TV stuff as well. So I did want to mention the Flash wrapped up its Armageddon arc, which was they're calling it a graphic novel, because it was like they're doing a weird thing where it's like they had 5 episodes that just ended right now, and then it's not gonna be back until I think like April or May or something, or like spring next year, or like March. I think it's actually March or something, but like it was 5 episodes and then it's like off for like months. It was like kind of this like self-contained, like we're gonna do like this like short kind of mini series that is sort of gonna be the crossover for like the year, because like other like it's like Black Lightning shows up and like Batwoman shows up and Alex Danvers shows up and a bunch of other like characters from other shows show up. So it was definitely better than recent Flash stuff, but still pretty bad. Like,
how bad?
I mean, it was just like the normal, just like people making like the dumbest decisions and way too many like motivational speeches and like the whole setup was that like Despero, who is, you know, is like a classic kind of like DC like alien supervillain, shows up from the future and says that the Flash is going to cause Armageddon in the future. And then he's basically like here there to kill him. But then like, he gives Barry like a chance to like, oh, to prove that he's not going to like go crazy and kill everyone in the future. But then like all the stuff starts happening where it's like, oh, like, Barry starts blacking out. And like, he attacked the city. And like Star Labs is condemned for like, it's gonna like blow up like radiation, and then like Joe is dead, Joe West is dead, and then Barry didn't know, like it was like erased from his memory or something. But then spoilers, it turns out it's a reverse Flash plot of like he went back and like changed a bunch of stuff he made a reverse Flashpoint. And he was the Flash.
He became good Flash looking, but then bad Flash acting.
Yeah, yeah. He basically went back in time and like I think he went back in time and like killed like child Barry, and then like took, basically like he did, then like made all the decisions that like Barry made but for him. So then like he's like he got struck by the lightning bolt originally, and like he became like a CSI or something, that he's mirroring Iris, and like he's the Flash.
Wait, yeah. Who's
Tom Cavanaugh?
It's Tom Cavanaugh again?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. He's been a reverse Flash for the entire show.
No, I thought they changed them.
I forget exactly why it changed from like, because there was another. I forget who it is, but like there's another reverse Flash. but yeah, it's mostly been Tom Cavanaugh. And yeah, just all like weird, like weird. There's like it feels like some of the characters, like they have no idea what to do with some of the characters that they have, like crossover. Like there's a whole plot of like, so they have like Alex from Supergirl, but then she has nothing to do. For like this one episode where it's like her whole thing is just like, I'm gonna just like go around and get like hot goss from people, like I'm just gonna get all the gossip from everyone, like try to like meddle with people's love lives. That's a plot, I guess, for the show. And then there's like a really weird thing where like it's like at a certain point like they like reverse Flash, like so like Barry, he reverses the timeline and he puts everything back to normal, but then like reverse Flash is like dying because like the timeline changed, and now he's gonna like be erased from time. So he wants to team Flash to like help him stay alive. And then they make like the actually logical decision, like, no, we're not gonna help you. Like
they did like the smart thing.
But then fucking like Joe shows up and it's like, you guys, but like he's like pissed at them. I'm like, you guys better fucking save him. Like you guys are heroes. Like you don't just turn your back on people. I was a cop.
I mean, you could. Technically, yeah. He doesn't exist in this time.
Yeah. So that was
the future. That was to let him die.
Yeah, that's the weird character thing. I'm just like, Joe just showing up, even like, fucking pissed that they're gonna like let like First Flash die. The man, like the mass murderer who like destroyed, almost destroyed like the world and the timeline like multiple times.
And plus, like, didn't he kill Barry's like,
mother?
Mom?
Yes, yes, that was the whole thing that like yeah set him on the course of like everything.
And then in one alternate version, killed the dad instead.
I think so. Yeah, I think he might have done his hand. He does like Reverse Flash always does his like vibrating hand thing and like jams into people's chest and like kills them.
I mean, so did like other Reverse Flash from the other timeline.
Yeah.
Remember that one that faked to be Garrett?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Did they ever bring that guy back too?
Which one?
The one that escaped from like death.
I think there
from,
was
like season three.
There was a season. I think like that version of like Reverse Flash and like like Damian Dark, and then like I figured there was like, one other like. It was like a trio, and they became like Legion of Doom, and they were like fighting the Legends or something at some point.
Wait, what was the one that was like black one, the Black Flash, that Tony Todd?
Oh, I think of Savitar, like the like because there was Savitar who turned out to be like a some sort of weird like time remnant Barry that was like evil and wanted revenge on everyone, and then. There's like Godspeed, who's like a white speedster who like is like trying like can, like he has like multiple copies of himself, which is the whole thing. That was the whole thing. Like last season, it was like Godspeed was like the villain last season, and then they ended the season with, like it was like a fucking like lightsaber battle with like lightning swords between Godspeed and the Flash.
Yeah, I think I saw that. I was like, what is happening?
Yeah. Yeah, there's been a ton of terrible speedster villains on the Flash, and then like they deliberately tried to like not have a speedster villain like for the one year when they had like the Thinker as the villain, and that was even worse somehow. So yeah, I was like the shorter storyline I think helped a little bit, but there's still like tons of like it's all the usual problems with the Flash of like it's like the terrible cheesy dialogue and like the like everyone just gives like motivational speeches to each other and like terrible looking action, but I feel like I'm pot committed at this point. I just gotta keep watching to see where the train wreck and stuff. I feel like they gotta wrap it up soon. Like I don't know how much longer the Flash could go on. I mean, the end of Arrow, the end of Supergirl. I mean, like the Flash has got to be next, right?
You think so, right?
Yeah. Although I think it's still like I think it might still be like the most watched show of the CW or something. I think it's still like pretty highly rated, so that they're just gonna keep that train going, I guess.
It's like holding it together.
Yeah. But it's also so jarring, like seeing like the Flash, seeing like it's like special effects and stuff, and then you watch like Stargirl or like Superman and Lois, where they actually have like a budget, and it's like wow, there's like just not giving the Flash any money. Like they're spending all their money on like the shows they have, like the like HBO Max like side deal, like are like getting all the money. Because like Superman and Lois looks like actually like legitimately good.
Yeah. But it's more wholesome and not so world in building. Unlike where it's like, oh, you know, I'm just gonna go, you know, multiverse hopping, or
yeah, I think
Superman's gonna start banging like some old girlfriend, and surprise, I have a secret child.
Yeah, I think it's also the issue of like the Flash too, is like they try to like push themselves beyond what they can like actually like do with their budget, and it just looks like it's like. It's like this looks terrible, and you can't really like this idea that you like this like grand idea you have is not really like being like filled with what you can do. Like they had a whole like, oh, we're in like the Speed Force, or like Speed Force universe, and it looked awful. Like or like yeah, or whenever they do like a big like when it goes like full CG, and like the Flash is like fighting a villain in full CG, it just looks like a PS3 game. It's like a video game cutscene. But Armageddon, if you wanna check that out. It's on the CW app and I guess anywhere else you get CW stuff. And then the other TV thing I saw is I watched the first episode of MacGruber, because that debuted actually today when we're recording this on the 16th. All the episodes are up, but only the first one is free. You have to pay for a Peacock subscription to see the rest of them. But the first episode is definitely like a lot of setup, but still seems like it's has the same tone and style of like the movie. So I think if you like the movie, it seems like the show is gonna be very similar. basically the setup is that MacGruber got arrested for what he did to like Val Kilmer, aka Dieter von.
Oh, at his own wedding.
At his own wedding, he got arrested for murder for some reason, because it's like, oh, you killed an unarmed man, and then he's like, are you fucking kidding me? He shot an RPG at me. But yeah, he got put in jail for 10 years, but then the president's daughter gets kidnapped by some sort of new group of terrorists, and they want to do an exchange. They want MacGruber for the president's daughters. Then basically like Lawrence Fishburne, who's like the new kind of like army over like general person that like oversees everything, basically goes to MacGruber and like, we're gonna turn over these terrorists to get the president's daughter back. It's like a suicide mission. I know it's you're basically sacrificing yourself, but you'll get out of jail at least. And so yeah, so MacGruber's like, all right, I'll get out of jail. And then, yeah, there's the whole first episode is kind of like him just like immediately escapes like from like armed custody and like tries to reunite with everybody. Like he tries to reunite with like Kristen Wiig and Ryan Phillippe, and they both want nothing to do with him anymore. Like because of what happened, like Ryan Phillippe has to like teach like driver ed now. Like he got kicked out of the army, now he just like is DMV driver ed teacher, and then like
I mean, I don't know how that's related, where it's like you knew him, it's like, yeah, you're also fired.
Yeah. Well, there's a running joke, which I don't know if like, because I haven't seen any of the rest of the episodes, but I don't know if there's any like flashbacks or anything to like the trial, but the trial sounds like it was ridiculous, where it's just like MacGruber was just like accusing everyone else of like everything, like typical like MacGruber just like trying to like weasel his way out of it by like accusing everyone else of doing it. And he was like, there's a whole like, when he's like talking to like Kristen Wiig, he's like there's a whole thing like he apparently like, accused her of like actually doing everything and like trying to like get her the death penalty and stuff. So apparently this trial, like MacGruber was just like try and like blame everyone and like try like drag everyone down with him.
Wow. That's a classic MacGruber move.
Yeah, I would love to see flashbacks, but it's also like kind of just funny just to hear like increasingly like ridiculous details about the trial, about what MacGruber did at the trial. And yeah, then in the first episode you only get a brief glimpse of him, but like Sam Elliott is MacGruber's father.
What?
Which I guess we'll play. Like probably plays in more later in the season.
I also thought like wasn't MacGyver MacGruber's father in the SNL skit, or is that like something else?
I think Richard Dean Anderson showed up like one of the MacGruber's at some point, but yeah, I don't remember. I don't think the sketches are canon.
Canon.
Yeah. The movie's canon, but I don't think the sketches are canon. Lots of great, just like the like lots of great, some a lot of the same jokes, but like different kind of, like told slightly differently from MacGruber, like the movie. Like there's a great like when MacGruber goes to, he goes to find like Vicky St. Elmo, and she's like performing at this like coffee shop, like jazz club coffee shop thing, and she's singing this song, and the song is just like this ridiculous like nonsense. It's like it's all just like rhyming. It's like she's like, it's just like rhyming things together, and they make no sense. And then people in the audience was like, "What the fuck am I listening to?" Where she's just like naming, like, saying things that rhyme.
Like it's like no nonsense. It's just nonsense rhymes.
It's absolute nonsense rhyming like phrases, and then like everyone in the audience is just like, "What the fuck is this?" And then MacGruber's just
is
like,
"Is there even
oh,
a
man.
Beat?"
Yeah, it's like she's playing, she's playing it like a ballad. It's like this like 80s ballad kind of thing, but it's just like not, the lyrics are absolute nonsense. And then my roommate's just like, oh man, such a beautiful song. And it also just like, what the fuck is this? And then just a lot of like, just like a lot of like at one point, like, gives a speech and it just goes on, it just keeps going on forever, where he's just like, today I'm making the sacrifice today, but today it could be you or you or you or that guy back there or that guy or that guy or that guy or that guy or you with the just like 5 minutes of just like pointing to every single person in the room and just like with his speech. And like there's a great I put it on the website for like an up to speed, but like because they put it on YouTube, but like the whole like episode begins with like a Maya Rudolph singing like this like recap song of like the events of the movie, which
As
is
a ghost?
as a ghost. Yeah, it's like a it's like this like country western ballad of like MacGruber and like all the events of the movie. It's like hilarious. So yeah, I think definitely if you're a fan of the movie, I think the show seems like it's gonna be like right in the same like vein as the movie.
I didn't know it continued right after the movie, so that's pretty cool.
Well, like 10 years after the movie, but
Right, but like there's a continuation that takes
yeah.
place right as like the end of that movie.
Yep. And yeah, I don't have I don't ha I don't I'm not paying for Peacock. I might just see what they have for like deals or stuff. It seems like it might be worth it for like a month or something just to like watch MacGruber and then cancel it or something.
Is it
It's all
a week?
it's all up right now, but you have to every episode besides episode one is on behind the paywall, so you have to
I see.
pay. It's got the purple like feather next to everything besides episode one, so you have to pay at least for like the ad subscription, or if not the ad free one.
Well, Zach, this is what happens when you don't join the Comcast Army.
I guess, yeah. But yeah, so that was yeah. MacGruber seems like it'll be pretty fun. So, and that's pretty much it for me this week. So we wrap things up. Definitely head over to the site. We've got all sorts of stuff up there. We've got all the trailers talked about. We're gonna have next week, if you come back for Christmas, we're gonna have our Home Sweet Home Alone commentary going up. So definitely come back and check that out. And I think we're gonna have a Gamebox 2.0 where we talk about what video games that we played over the last month going up soon. And we're also gonna have a trip report from PAX Unplugged going up sometime in the near future. So you can check that out. Check out what tabletop games we played at that event as well. So for Chris, I am Zach, and we will see you next time. For more Everything Action, head to www.everythingaction.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at EVAction, on Facebook by searching for Everything Action, and follow us on Instagram at everything.action. You can also subscribe and get more episodes on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify.